Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a pastor, author, podcaster, Marian theologian, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 16, and we will be reflecting on the visitation of Our Lady to Elizabeth. This is Discourse 5 in Part 2 of the Glories of Mary. But before we dive into the text, let's begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, Mary at the Annunciation heard what God was doing in the life of Elizabeth, that she was with child miraculously. Luke tells us that she went in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that she remains there for 3 months, that she sees this birth take place. Let us ask you, our Lord, to send Our Lady to us. May she visit us as a mother. May she visit us as our intercessor. May she visit us as our mediatrix of grace. Bestow your blessings and your graces upon us through her glorious intercession. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today in Discourse 5, we treat the second joyful mystery of Our Lady and of the Rosary, that of the Visitation. The Visitation holds a special spot in my heart. I was ordained a deacon on the Feast of Mary's Visitation on May 31st. Before one is ordained a priest, they're ordained a deacon, usually about a year before, maybe a little less. So when I was in the Holy Land, I was there for about 10 weeks with our seminary. We visited the Church of the Visitation, a very beautiful church. If you get to the Holy Land, you'll love the Visitation Church. But one day, we had a free day, and it was really on my heart that I wanted to go back to the Church of the Visitation. I wanted to pray, you know, in anticipation of being ordained a deacon on that feast day. And so I went. And I went by myself. I took the train from where we stayed. Imagine taking a train in a place where you don't speak the language. Took the train, got out at a certain stop, and then I actually walked probably 3 miles up and down these hills. I wasn't really certain about the bus system, and I knew walking was more certain. So I walked, just as Mary walked. Maybe Mary had a donkey as well. There are lots of questions too, you know. I think we can always have questions about these different events. And again, just as I encouraged you yesterday to look at the Annunciation text in Luke's Gospel, I'd encourage you to do the same here. Go back, read Luke's account of the Visitation. What questions do you have as you reread it? One of the questions I think we have regarding the Visitation, did Joseph go with Mary? There are ways we could think about this, you know. Did he? Or did he not? I know some people are of the opinion he did not. It's why, you know, he wants to divorce her quietly upon her return. But I'd like to think Joseph did go with. And I use two different reasons to support that. The first, this has captivated the imagination of artists throughout the centuries. Look up paintings of the Visitation online. Go to Google, type it in. Many of them will have Joseph in the background. I think Joseph probably journeyed with Our Lady and then left her there and he went back home. So kind of just this reality that people have imagined it for centuries. Where did they get it from? Why did they think that? Did they receive it from someone? And then, again, you have recourse to some of these mystical revelations. I've done The Mystical City of God in a year. I read that in a year. I'm going to be reading Anne Catherine Emmerich's revelations and commenting on them. And so if you look at their revelations, they seem to suggest St. Joseph journeyed with, and that then he came back and retrieved Our Lady, and that's, you know, when he notices she's with child. So those are things captivating our imagination. As Mary arrives at the home, where do they greet each other? In the village of Ein Kerem, where the Church of the Visitation is, there's a little spot, I think it's called Mary's Well. And that's where some think Mary and Elizabeth first greeted each other. What was it like for Mary to remain there for 3 months, gracing this household with her presence, but most especially the presence of Jesus in her womb? Think about the holy conversations that these two mothers, Elizabeth and Mary, what they would have been talking about in their experience of the goodness of God. Elizabeth conceiving a child miraculously, Mary conceiving a child by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, that's the beauty of having these things, that we can reflect upon them. What do you think about when you pray the rosary as you're praying those 10 Aves for the second joyful mystery? What's your meditation usually? How can Alphonsus Liguori enrich your meditation? I am drawn, you know, immediately here in Discourse 5, kind of in the little description he writes to set the tone of what is to come. Mary is the treasure of all divine graces. Therefore, whoever desires grace must have recourse to Mary. And he who has recourse to Mary may be certain of obtaining the graces he desires. How interesting the Visitation, his reflection, really focusing on mediation of grace. Now, the Feast of the Visitation actually used to be in July, and the day, May 31st, that we celebrate now, used to be the feast day of Mary, Mediatrix of all graces. Again, kind of how interesting is this? The connectedness of our belief and our theology about Mary and how these things kind of just happen and take place. And that Alphonsus, for example, would be reflecting on the graces of Mary, her mediation, on what would then, for us, May 31st be her visitation. Why connect graces to this feast? It's because the infant in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. That's why. This is the moment of John's sanctification in the womb. The precursor meets the one for whom he's going to prepare the way. And then Mary, as really this tabernacle of God, the Ark of the New Covenant, staying in the home of Zechariah and Elizabeth, the very presence of Jesus imparts grace throughout that home, throughout those 3 months, throughout that time that they were together. This is why we really focus on the graces that Our Lady brings as she visits her cousin Elizabeth. Why did Jesus Christ deposit all the riches of mercy which he intends for us in the hands of his mother, unless it was that she might therewith enrich all her clients who love her, who honor her, and who have recourse to her with confidence? That's what Alphonsus Liguori writes. Mary is bringing the richness of grace and mercy into this home. And really, I think what we should want is we want Our Lady to visit us. We want her to visit us with her intercession and with her grace. Make haste and see our needs, dear Blessed Mother. There's so much that took place in that home. The goodness in which God fills it because of Mary, because of the infant Christ in her womb. Spend some time looking at this discourse and greater appreciate this mystery in salvation history. This brings us to an end of our discussion today for episode 16, focusing on the visitation of Our Lady. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow, because we will be focusing on the purification of Mary, which we know today really as the presentation of Jesus in the temple. I look forward to reflecting further with you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you, and Mary pray for you.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.